I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Anderson, who is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. BA, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, fellas. How are you?
Good.
What is going on?
Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, I was kind of pulling for this one to be you who'd stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning partying with everybody because you clinched it last night and the Rays take it home, but stupid Carlos Correa.
Listen, stupid Carlos Correa, and the Rays have now managed to turn this into a series. And tonight, I'll tell you what, this is one of those games where all the pressure has now swung back on the Rays. Because what ends up happening, and I've been involved in these series before, you go up 3-0, and the baseball world writes it as over. And so the Astros are done, the Rays are going to go to the World Series, and that's just the way it's going to be. And that's why, when you do go up 3-0, you're really thinking to yourself, while this team is demoralized, we need to throw the knockout punch in game 4 and just finish it. Because then all of a sudden what ends up happening is the Astros, down 3-0, they have nothing to lose. They have absolutely nothing to lose. Everybody has already written them off as being done in the series. And so all of a sudden you sneak out, eke out game 4. Okay. Well, Rays, you better land the knockout punch in game 5. Well, you weren't able to, and guess what? Now all the pressure swings back to the Rays, because if you don't finish them tonight and you go to a Game 7, we all know how Game 7, anything can happen, and you start to really tighten up. So last night, opportunity lost, and we'll see what that team is made of here tonight for sure.
All right, so B.A., walk us through that. I mean, I know you're talking about, but what's it feel like when you've got that lead, and now all of a sudden you're – and I know you kind of touched on it, but, I mean, does it feel like it's slipping away, or what happens there?
Well, you know what? I think that is determined by the makeup of your team. Either you answer the bell tonight and you just end it and finish it, or, you know what, if you don't have the right guys in the clubhouse, then, yeah, it can start to feel like it's slipping away and you start to panic a little bit, even though you're the team in the lead 3-2. Now, I think in my dealings with this team, that's not the team that they are. It's a group that's very resilient. They've always been. In fact, that would be the one word that I would use to describe the Rays, is a very resilient group, and they always seem to be able to come through when it matters. And so that's my belief on what will happen, but we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of times you get a good read on a team and feel the pulse, and you think that they're one thing, and they turn out to be something completely different. And by the way, the team that they're trying to knock out, the Astros, it's a lot of talent over there. There's a lot of talent over there, and if they continue to get good pitching, and the kid they've got going tonight, that Framber Valdez, he is an excellent left-handed pitcher. Good curveball. I mean, he can really give you fits. That lineup can get hot and score a lot of runs in a hurry. So, Blake Snell's going to have to be good, and we'll see what the makeup of this team is all about tonight at 6:00.
All right, give me the guy that America needs to fall in love with besides G-Man Choi.
Well, Randy Arozarena. I mean, Mr. October. You got to be kidding me with this guy. I looked at some numbers on him today. They had his stats, for the playoffs all the way through. I think he's 9-for-18 off of fastballs. He's 5-for-12 off of curveballs. And he's 5-for-12 off of sliders. So I think all other pitches, you're thinking about split fingers and changeups, he's 1-for-6. So maybe you just stick with the split, stick with the changeup, because the curveball, the slider, the fastball, he's absolutely mauling this postseason. And I'll be honest with you, If it wasn't for that guy, the Rays probably don't get out of the Yankee series. I mean, he has been the one guy who has been clutch. He has been absolutely red hot, and opposing pitching staffs have just not been able to figure him out. Oh, by the way, he's a rookie, and his season was delayed because he came into camp with COVID. So he was kind of put behind the eight ball, but he has shown up when the lights are the brightest. And so Randy Arozarena is a guy that you need to start taking. If you haven't already, you need to take notice of that one.
All right, B.A., you get paid to talk about those guys. Let's talk about your love, things that you don't get paid for. Actually, yes. The team that you pay to go see as a season ticket holder. Let's talk about your Browns. 4-1 Steelers this week. Your thoughts on the way the team's playing right now and your hopes for this weekend.
You know what? I think that, you know, the defense continues to give me pause. You know, but at the same time, the offense has been clicking. That offensive line of hopefully Teller is able to get back in there sooner rather than later because he's a big part of it, even though Hubbard did an excellent job filling
in. Did you ever think you'd
be
saying that, though, B.A.? Did you ever think that? We'd all be sitting here saying how Wyatt Teller is, you know, the glue that has put this offensive line together. I don't think no one in a million years would have said Teller is the man, and now we all are.
Well, yeah, and think of that line, you know, with Conklin and, of course, Wills, the draft pick and the free agent. Then you've got Treader and Betonio. You know, those were the stalwarts on the internal part of that line. But then Wyatt Teller, and I'm going to tell you something else. It doesn't help or it doesn't hurt the fact that he looks like Adonis. I mean, this guy is a monster. As good as that line is and as much as they can maul with the best of them, Wyatt Teller is a monster out there in pads. Impressive physical specimen, and he's obviously been backing it up with his play, but you're right, we need him back. Need him back quickly. Outside of that, for me this weekend, this is my Missouri game. It's my Missouri game. And what do I mean by that? What is the nickname of Missouri? It's the Show Me State. And so this is a Show Me game. Are you going to go out there, you know, in a hostile environment? Maybe not that hostile because of no fans, but obviously you're going on the road into a house of horrors for you in Heinz Field. And can you get it done? Show me. Are you a contender or are you a pretender? Are you a team that's to be taken seriously or are you a team that is good enough to finish third in their four-team division? I mean, that's what it boils down to because I think everybody around the game looks at the Ravens and the Steelers as the class of the North. If you want to join that party, you got to do something like win this weekend. And it's a 4-0 Steelers against the 4-1 Browns. A lot of national eyes are going to be on it. So show me. Show me who you are, and we'll see.
B.A., what do you think about the play of Myles Garrett so far this season?
Player of the year, defensive player of the year. He's an absolute he's a nightmare. He's a nightmare for tackles. And guess what? At times, he's a nightmare for guards because he'll line up on the inside from time to time to create a mismatch there. I think the thing that's most impressive about him is we've all seen the videos of him working out, and we know his strength and size and all of the measurables. But the thing that impresses me the most is when you watch him around the edge and all of the different moves that he has, the way that he can bend and contort his body, knowing how big he is, and the way that he can contort to get around a tackle, under a tackle, inside of a tackle. I think that that's the most impressive thing. So when you combine that size, speed, power, and then the ability to bend like him, he's an elite talent, and he's on a pace, to walk away with defensive player of the year if he can keep it up, because he's not just getting to the quarterback, but when he's getting there, he's causing turnovers. He's strip sack. He is forcing turnovers, not just creating havoc, and it's been fun to watch. He's a man on a mission, and I would certainly think that this weekend he is going to be locked in like maybe we haven't seen him all season long, considering who he's going up against.
Hey, B.A., I'm just curious your take on this rivalry, because I think of like Geneva on the Lake, and I know you're from Geneva, but Geneva Lake gets a ton of folks from Western Pennsylvania during the summer, don't they?
They do. A lot of Pittsburgh people. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it, but that's where they go. I guess everybody from Northeast Ohio goes to Nemacolin, and all, everybody from Pittsburgh goes to Geneva on the lake. We just swap out people.
It's crazy. I don't know. I'm just curious. I mean, as a kid, what was it? What was this like for you growing up in Northeast Ohio? And then, you know, and what does it mean? I mean, you know, what does Brown Steelers mean to you?
Well, Brown Steelers to me, it has meant everything. First of all, there were far too many bandwagon Steeler fans when I was growing up out in Geneva, and it makes you sick. And it makes you sick still, like on the weekend when you go to the gym in Beechwood. And the guy's going to come walking in Sunday morning to do his, you know, 45 minutes of very light cardio in his head-to-toe Pittsburgh Steeler gear. Dude, don't – I mean, it makes you sick. I can't stand it. Can't stand it, and yeah, can't stand it.
He's not wearing, like, tight pants, is he? He's not wearing, like, the lemon pants, is he?
Listen, you picture – I don't even want to use the term on your station, but just – yeah, yes, he is. That's what he's wearing. And he's not going to sweat at all, and it's just annoying. The sight of him is annoying. The sight of him doing nothing on his little cardio machine is annoying. And the fact that he's probably going to go to the mall and not even watch the game but sport his Pittsburgh gear while the game's going on, those people, you can have them. You can have them all. But outside of that, until the Browns start beating him a little bit more regularly, it's hard to call it a rivalry. I mean, the Steelers have their number, period, end of discussion. And, you know, you had a chance last year to kind of take some of that away from them if you could have beaten them that second time and stayed relevant in the playoff chase. But they couldn't, you know, Duck Dodges or Duck Dynasty or whoever it was took them down. You can't let that happen. So I think that's why tomorrow that's why Sunday is such a big game. And that's why it's a game where you can announce your presence with authority, or you can slink back into third place in your own division. It's one or the other, and you know, who's going to answer the bell? Or is the bell going to even get answered? We'll see.
So, if they lose this game, BA, have you lost faith in them because they can't get over the big boy hump, or is it just lick your chops and look forward to the end of the year if that hopefully will get you into the playoffs?
You know what? I would think in a normal year, I would say, and depending the time of the year, I would say I would be more apt to do the write-off, but I wouldn't do that this weekend. I think it also depends on how they play. You know, I mean, if they play well and they lose in a tight game on the road against an undefeated Steelers team, I don't think that you can write them off at that point. Certainly disappointed, no question, because, again, Ravens, Steelers, up, and here come the Browns in third place in the division. So very disappointing, but still enough of the season left to be able to go out there and say, okay, didn't work out on Sunday, still 4-2, no reason to lose faith. Let's go out there and get it done. And I still think that there's a lot of room for growth in this team. You think about the limitations, Stefanski's new system, and not being able to really practice up until, you know, the first game of the season, you know, in all likelihood. You know, they couldn't, you know, no preseason games. So it's still a work in progress, and there's plenty of season left if it doesn't go their way this weekend. But I'll tell you, if it does go their way, you've got a chance to really have a special season.
All right, BA, give me a final score for Sunday.
Final score on Sunday. I can't ever, I'm going to say that Baker has a play or two that he'd like to have back where you're like, what were you seeing or what were you looking at? But at the end of the day, I think that I'm going to go 27-23 Cleveland Browns.
There you go, BA. All right, well, you go tell your Rays to go take care of business tonight because we don't want to look at the Astros. In the
yeah, dude, beat the snot out of the cheaters already.
Thank you. It's up to you.
Listen, from about 8:30 to 10 last night, or maybe it was 9:30 to 11, whatever, one of those time frames, I was on the horn with everybody out in San Diego, just lighting fires. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I did. And so we'll see how it goes.
All right, BA. The only reason I would – never mind. I'm never going to say it. We'll see you in Northeast Ohio soon enough. I'm not even going to go down that road. Goodbye, BA.
All right, boys. Take care.
Next time we talk, let's talk World Series.
We're A, yes. And Browns win. See ya.
Darn
yes.
Right.
All right. He's Brian Anderson. Thank you so much. He's the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays and, of course, former Indians pitcher, Geneva native. I mean, just all-around good guy. And he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.